one of the lucky few that get to talk to you after your performance.
Hey, thank you so much.
So I would love to just get your feedback on a couple things. So one, obviously, weather is a huge factor. It's very hot.
It is.
How much does that affect you? Because I watched you guys, and here's the thing. If it affected you negatively, it did not show at all.
Well, that's awesome. That's good. So, you know, I think the strategy is totally just get through. Like, for all of us, we knew that it was going to be, 95 out. We're directly in the sun.
Directly.
It's a black stage. I'm an idiot. I play in socks. Johnny plays barefoot. So our feet are just burning the entire time, too. So it's very difficult. It totally affects us. I remember in between songs, I'd go dunk my head in this ice bucket beside stage or whatever and just like, whew, survive.
So does it take away from the fun of it?
A little bit, because you do have to think marathon mentality. Of like, I can't just go all the way, you know, like I normally do, because there's AC and indoors or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there is like a little bit of pace yourself mentality.
Okay, and so do you, just because like when I did research, it doesn't, there's not a lot of info on this subject. So I'm curious, like songwriting.
Yeah.
Do you guys write music together lyrically?
We do. We definitely do. Sometimes, you know, like on the last record, the song Fade In, Fade Out, it was totally singer-songwriter song, and that was like sort of my baby. It was about my son and my dad. And I brought it to the guys, and then we perfected it, if you will, and just kind of wood-chopped it together. So in the same way, it's like we all kind of like have this sort of Eagles approach, you know? It's like we're all kind of singer-songwriters, and we just come together. We believe that, you know, three brains are better than one. Ben doesn't write lyrics, but he does do music stuff with us.
So I guess, like, one of the biggest things is when you're creating a song together, do you feel that you work well together, like putting instrumentals together? Is it you have a vision and you all are able to execute it?
Yeah, I would say so. After this long, you know each other, and you know how to read each other, how to vibe, how to just keep the momentum going. And that's a big factor in songwriting. You know, you don't kill an idea before it comes to fruition. You keep chasing it until it's obvious that it's like, all right, this isn't going anywhere. But it is like anything. Some days, they're duds. You know, you have bad days, and you have amazing days.
So I'm really curious, how is it that you're able to overcome like the bad days when you do reach a dud? If you're trying to create music together and by the end of the day you created nothing, how do you keep going from that? How do you not just like accept the L and be like, all right, we're obviously spent, we're done?
Right, that's a great question. And it comes down to like, you just have to accept the full circle, like reality of everything. You know, even in a marriage, it's like, man, you have your bad days. You know what? And you may not feel that spark. Does that mean you're getting divorced? Does that mean that's it? It's over? No. That's what true love is. It's all the good. It's all the bad. So in the same way with songwriting and with being in a business with each other, it's just like, all right, you know, tomorrow's gonna be better. We trust each other. We know each other's skills, and it has been, you know, there's ups and there's downs.
So I have two more questions for
sure.
You. One, what is your favorite lyric to sing?
That's a great question.
For me, I feel like it would be it, because I want you to give it me the lyric, but I also want you to tell me why. Like, so for me,
yeah.
I feel like a lyric for me would be like something that makes me feel just like badass on top of the world, right?
Nice.
Like I'd be like, this is like, I love singing this because I feel like just amazing. But I feel like some people like to sing certain lyrics that make them feel other things, like,
yeah,
you know. So what is the lyric for you and why?
Absolutely. You know, one of the ones that I've seen tattooed everywhere, and I know I talked about this song earlier, and I know it's an older song, but it is my favorite lyric. It's just, you know, I have watched you fade in, you will watch me fade out. So my son's name is Phoenix, and I got this idea when my wife was pregnant and my son was in utero, and it's like this crazy thing that happened. Like the sonogram, he looked like a phoenix, and my wife was working with kids with drug problems, and one of the kids is like, "Hey, miss, you know, it looks like a phoenix." And it was like, we couldn't decide on a name. That was it. Then I kind of had this like late 2 a.m. vision of like, I got this lyric. And it's like the whole thing came full circle. So to see people have tattoos of this is, it's incredible. It's so personal. It's so cool. And this is, you know, it may sound cheesy or whatever, but like, it's my dad's favorite song. And it's about him too. The opening line of the song, you know, just the other day I looked at my father, it was the first time I saw you grown old. And we all have that moment of like, Dad, you're old.
Yeah.
And it's like reality checks in. Death is coming. You know, it's so sad. So it's this legacy passing off of the torch thing, like that happens when, you know, you become a parent. And the fact that other people relate with that is magic.
That's just got to be such like a surreal feeling that something that you sang, that you performed, is just, it's written on people's skin.
You're right. It's so special. Something I did is bigger than me.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
So, my final question for you is, what do you want your fans to know about you and your music?
Yeah. Gosh.
The one thing I'm taking away, by the way, from this interview is, like, every song is very, like, personal and has a lot of, like, feeling into it, which I think is super great because, you know, in this industry, sometimes people just write to write.
You're totally right. And we don't believe in the, or we do believe in the all killer, no filler philosophy. You know, our records, it's like, if a song doesn't have a heartbeat, it's like, all right, that's going back in the vault for later. You know, we just couldn't find it or whatever. It's every song matters. Those are the good albums.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't gonna write shit. You know, we'll just take our time and figure it out. So, yeah, I don't know. That's just so important to us. I'm forgetting the question. I'm sorry.
It's totally fine. I totally cut you off.
All good.
But, hey, that's why we don't stress when the interview's not live. That's the best part.
Yeah,
so
it's a conversation.
What do you want your fans to know about you and your music?
Yeah. It is such a simple question. And I guess it goes back to, like, our band name is nothing more. We really are just nothing more than music appreciators, enthusiasts that enjoy a good song that gives you chills, that gives you goosebumps, that lets you know you're not alone. People can relate with you, and there's hope in you, you know, through whatever it is you're feeling. And that's the power of music. So that's been our mission statement since day one, and it's still present today.